Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, I know why. It's because you're highly intelligent and you've realized that this is a great place to be, right? That's your story, right? That's the story you're giving me, right? I'm glad you're here. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead, especially if we get Tim Berry on the phone. Tim is the president of Palo Alto Software and the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning. But he is actually, he's here. I thought maybe we were having a little trouble getting him, but I think he actually is here. He's the world's business planning expert. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Very happy to be with you.
You have no idea how happy I am to have you here.
Well, me too. That's two of us, actually.
How are things in the great state of Oregon?
Very dark, very cold, very wet, very rainy, and it's the holiday time.
I saw something that disturbed me yesterday on television. I'm one of these guys that likes to watch the nature shows and all of the documentaries that people do. I love those things. And one of them they were doing was called "What Happens If America Gets Hit with a Tsunami." Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Well, guess what they found that the actual epicenter of where the tsunami would hit the Pacific coast. Guess where they said that would be.
Oh, well, in context, I guess it's easy to see where you're going.
Central Oregon.
And yes, we have tsunami warning things on the coast of Oregon.
Right. And now you're in Eugene, and I know that's inland a little bit. What is it, about 100 miles inland?
Roughly.
Yeah. But anyway, on the map, when they showed that, it showed Eugene there. And I said, hey, wait a minute. We can't have this. But it was interesting to see. Tim, as we come to the end of 2005 and we contemplate 2006, what are the business planning thoughts that we should be having in our head right now?
Strategy.
All right, explain yourself.
Strategy. We should be looking at what is our future and how are we going to determine our own future, and it's going to be through strategy, although not strategy in the academic highfalutin sense, but really strategy in the sense of small, real business is a matter of making some hard choices.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say hard choices, give us an example of what you think is a hard choice.
You choose to grow or not to grow.
You mean it doesn't just happen all by itself?
Exactly right. Yeah, strange as that sounds, I hear the irony as you suggested. But
a lot of people were saying, as I said those things to you, I was saying those words for a lot of people in the audience who were mouthing it, if not saying it out loud, and because that's unintuitive, isn't it?
Well, that's why I say it like that. The first thing with strategy is that you have to choose to grow. In the classic mythology sense that we read about and we hear about and we'll see the occasional movie about the dynamic startup powered by demand that has a great idea and great people and they're fulfilling a promise and they're growing at 100% a year, that's really cool and that's what people write about it. But in most of the real world, first you choose to grow and then you have to do your strategy and your plan to recognize that you're choosing to grow, and you have to filter between ideas and opportunity, and it takes a lot of things that revolve around actually planning, making choices, saying no to some opportunities and yes to a few opportunities, and understanding which ones are the priority, and a lot of choices.
Well, and some of the decisions you make lead you to growth, and some of the decisions you make that you think would lead you to growth are actually impeding growth, aren't they?
Yes. The ironically, one of the most common in small business reasons for not growing is the classic of trying to do everything, which is why strategy relates.
Being all things to all people.
Never saying no.
That's the case. That's a death wish for small business, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, or a no-growth wish.
Yeah.
You just can't do everything. And working a lot with this element of planning with real, this is not the academic theoretical,
right.
This is the real, the business across the street, the business that we go to in the office
right.
every Tuesday morning.
Hold on to that thought, Tim. We've got to take a quick break and sell a few things. A friend of mine, Tim, says you're either, Rick Pena says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. Tony Taylor, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till, actually. I'm getting ahead of myself, folks. It's 1:07:43 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And folks, if you're interested in seeing a body of work that where folks have talked about business planning, if you go back and look at the body of work that Tim Berry and I have put together over the last almost 8 years, Tim, you're going to celebrate an 8th anniversary with us in a month or so. And the body of work that you and I have put together that you've deposited with us and helped me to create on our website is just, well, it doesn't exist anywhere else in terms of people, you know, audio files, people talking about business planning. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. And for that, we thank you for that, Tim.
Oh, that's been through the 8 years. There's a lot there, isn't there, about different components in planning.
Go to the Brain Trust and look for Tim Berry's name and click on his archive link, or go to business planning in the archives section of the brain of our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com and check that out. And if you want to see what real business plans look like on your screen, you can go to bplans.com. That's the site that you've developed to basically educate people on business planning, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, bplans.com has 60-some business plans and 30 marketing plans from real companies that are posted there so that you can, when you get curious about, well, what is a business plan and how does that look and what does it cover and so on, that's available for free. Read on the web at bplans.com, along with a lot of other things.
Right.
Tools, calculate your starting costs, the questions and answers from experts, including Jim Blasingame and myself.
One of the things that Palo Alto does a good job of, folks, is that they do sell the best business planning software in the world. But the thing I like about what you guys do, Tim, is that you make sure that when people do the business planning process, whether they're using your stuff or not, that they have as much resources, as much tools as you possibly can give them. And I think you actually give a clinic, in my opinion, on what larger companies ought to be doing to help smaller companies. To have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and that's very admirable, and I appreciate that very much. We're talking about strategy, and you're saying that growing your business is not something that's accidental. You choose to grow or not to grow, and I made the comment that you might be making the wrong growth decisions if you want to grow and you're trying to develop strategies to grow, but it's not happening, Tim. Maybe they're just making bad decisions. How do you fix that?
I think that much more common than making bad decisions in this area of growth in small business is not really making any decisions, letting your future be determined by a combination of daily routine, putting out fires, answering calls, and never stepping back and looking at the business in a longer-term planning kind of a mode. So it's not so much not making the right decisions as never stopping to survey and recognizing that the world is like an endless corridor of doorways. And you can't go into every doorway and make any progress as you go down the corridor. But some doorways are opportunities that you want to go into, and it takes planning to figure out which of these are really opportunities. And a lot of ideas aren't opportunities. They're just ideas.
You know, Tim, when you and I first came into the marketplace many years ago, you could be a little more diverse as a small business. In those days, you could be a lot more to things to people because there weren't that many competitors. But today, with as savvy as consumers are, and with all the competitors we have, not only traditional but online, it is not only possible to specialize, it's actually a good strategy, isn't it, to be more focused on the things that you really do well.
Well, it's part of life. One of the sort of the underlying rules of business planning that I've seen through the 30-some years that I've been doing this is a classic inverse relationship. An inverse relationship is where my favorite example, the more teenagers in the household, the less money in the parents' pockets, for example. There's classic inverse relationships. Well, one of them that's as strong as any is the more priorities included in the plan, the less likelihood that it's going to be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get to the word that you just said that's so important in actually determining your future, which is focus. They really, in the real world, have to understand some key priorities, or they're going to end up trying to do everything.
And you're saying if you don't write down what you're planning to do, that you won't realize that you have all these different touch points, most of which are not contributing to growth, many of which are may not be contributing to the correct growth.
Yes. And another one of these key concepts that comes up as we look, we started this with, okay, the year is ending, and another one that's really key in the real world is displacement. Perhaps the most important strategic element that's so little understood and so little known, which is this.
Hold on to that thought.
Do everything.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to get Tim to explain this himself to us right after these messages. What does he mean by displacement? And if I'm doing it, why is it hurting me? Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, and they make Business Plan Pro. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Berry is our guest and our good friend, a long time, an original member of our Brain Trust, the president of Palo Alto Software, the author of the book on business planning, which is Hurdle, H-U-R-D-L-E. And Tim, one of the things Tim does is every time you purchase his product, he includes a copy of the book if you buy it in a box, it comes in a box, I think, and if you buy it electronically, they can download it, can't they, by PDF?
It's installed automatically with the product as part of the business plan software.
Right.
The book is there in the background as an electronic book.
It's an outstanding resource, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. But they can also buy it wherever books are sold, can't they?
Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble's, yes.
Right. Okay, Tim, most small business owners don't wake up on Monday morning and say, I've got to get my displacement under control.
Well, let's do a demo. I think it's cool.
You brought that word up, and now you need to explain yourself.
Yeah, displacement, and we can do a live demo on radio is hard, but displacement is one where we can actually do a demo, which if our listeners will cooperate, we take a...
This is a very unruly crowd, Tim. I'm sorry.
Well, it's really a good demo of the concept of displacement. We take a bucket, a large bucket, and we place it on the dining room table. and we fill that bucket absolutely to the top with water. Now, if you're doing this at home, make sure that it's water and not anything else, because then you take a brick and you walk over and you put the brick over the water and drop it in. Now, if the bucket is full up to the top, what happens, of course, is the water spills over because of this principle of displacement, which then leads us to how important displacement is in strategy of small business and how little understood it is. Everything you do is something that therefore you can't do. One project displaces another. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to make choices, and it's so hard for people in business to realize that what they do rules out the other things that they won't do because of it. And yet,
and the choices that they make of which brick, which, you know, whether they choose the brick or the water or how big of a brick they need, I take your point, and it's a very important one. And I bet if small business owners would just stop and think about it for a minute, they would realize that they have that situation going on in their world right now. I use the example of too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Yeah, and that would lead to the same problem. It's the never saying no to an idea problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because all ideas are opportunities.
Well, yeah, exactly, and I like your idea. But if you also think about the hat idea, I've often thought that the problem for small businesses was that we had too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on, meant that we needed more heads. And what you're saying is maybe we need fewer hats.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying, and I think that's one of the key areas where we trip up. With all our good intentions, because we don't have the strength to say, no, this is interesting, but this is not going to take us in the direction that our plan takes us, and this is not in the general mode of choosing our own growth. This is just chasing our own tail. And we can't do that and everything else and do it well.
You'll be proud of me, Tim. Over the last few weeks, I've gotten to know a guy who has a pretty interesting business model. And he wants me to be part of what he's doing, not stop what I'm doing, but he wants me to be part of it. But I can see that it's going to take me in a direction that's not the direction I've been going in for the last 8 years. And I said, you know what? We're going to stick to our knitting around here. We know what we do well. We already know that. Not that we can't get better, but the direction you're going in is your direction. It's not the best one for us. And we had to take that hat off and not think about it anymore.
And see, that's why I say that's so poorly understood in business, because people will think that everything's good, and no, focus, priority.
Especially if it comes in as a sales opportunity, right?
Yeah.
It presents itself first as a sales opportunity. It's hard to turn down those sales, isn't it?
Somebody that I worked for a lot, who I respected very much, once said to me that management is very little more than knowing when and how to say no.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and I appreciate you saying that and telling us that, Tim. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great work you've done for us over the years, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
And to you and to everybody out there.
Thanks. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Palo Alto Software. They make Business Plan Pro, and that's paloalto.com, by the way. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.